Hello once again, my friends. It's time for the Morning Mindset. I hope you're ready. Ready to face the day with the strength and truth of God resonating in your soul. The Morning Mindset is here to help that process happen. I hope you are ready. Let's get started. We're looking at Psalm chapter 103 today. We started in the last episode, so if you did not hear that, go back and listen. We covered the first five verses. We're going to start in verse 6. And this particular section is just full of kind of a biography of God. It's going to outline some of the things not only God has done, but who He is as well. Verse number 6 says, "The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed." I love that phrase because it points us to some of the fundamental characteristics of God's character. The Lord is righteous. The Lord is just. There are no sins or injustices that escape His attention. And He is at work, many times behind the scenes, many times in a much slower way than we would care for. Yet He is at work, working out what is right, working out what is just in the situations where oppression is happening. And I know it's hard to conceive how this can be true sometimes because we look around the world in which we live and we see many people, either in third world countries where some dictator is in charge, who are being oppressed. Or perhaps it's in a situation where someone's being abused or someone's being taken advantage of. And we see that wrong and something inside of us wells up and we're angry and we want to see justice done. And it seems like God is acting far too slow for our taste. I just have to say it that way. I have to admit that it feels that way sometimes. But David here in the psalm is reminding us God is not blind to those things. He is not deaf to the cries of those who are being oppressed and are calling out to Him. He is working righteousness and justice in those situations, though we cannot see it. Verse 7 says, "He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever." Let's stop there for a moment. Boy, I'm so glad the Lord is merciful and gracious. Oh my. Think about the many, many sins each of us are guilty of and how they deserve punishment. They deserve the back of God's hand, so to speak, you know. But He is merciful. He knows how we are formed, that we are sinful, that we are trapped by sin. And He extends His gracious help to us. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Oh, I find that so comforting because I know when I look at myself how irritated I can become, how quickly I can become angry at people who are not meeting up to my expectations or not doing things the way I think they should. And it's saying the Lord, who sees everything perfectly and knows to the extent that we are not obeying, yet He is slow to anger. And He is abounding in steadfast love. You see, His love isn't waxing and waning or coming and going. It's steadfast. And it says, "He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever." You see, the Lord is not in the business of scolding us. He is in the business of redeeming us and restoring us. That's what His steadfast love is all about. I want to stop and challenge you to think. Do you think of the Lord in that way, as merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love? That's really what we need to focus on today. It's how gracious and good our God has been through Jesus Christ and how good He is to us in the present as His children. He is a good, good Father who cares for us tenderly and graciously. I want to invite you to consider becoming a supporter of the Morning Mindset. You can find the description of how to do that in your podcast player or app.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.